I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
StayAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood because you are turned into the show where I teach you the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, even when the success you expected has yet to arrive. And on top of that, we throw a huge dose of personal initiative, the go-getterness for you to go make it happen instead of waiting for it to happen. All of this combined is what produces the Work on Your Game podcast. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. And today's topic is what happens when you try more than once. What happens when you put more effort into what you've been doing? You try something once, it didn't quite work out, but then you try again. You asked somebody once, they said no, they didn't answer, they completely ignored you, but then you asked again. You try things one time. You know how many people try things one time or zero times in life? Most people, when they get ideas, because we all have a million different times in life when we could try something and could do something. Most people, when they get ideas of something that they actually do want to do, try somewhere between zero and one time. See, there's a bunch of people who try zero times because they psych themselves out by telling themselves all the reasons why it's a waste of time. It won't work, while somebody else tried it or they don't think it's going to get the results, so they never do anything. There's a lot of people who do that. And then you have people who will try something once, scared to death when they try in the first place, very nervous, not sure of themselves at all. They try, don't get a result. And with that type of energy, what type of result were they expecting? Don't get any result. And then they say, well, I tried it. I did it. I made the phone call. I asked. They said no. I tried to sell it. So they have an excuse. They can say that they tried it, it didn't work. And then they can say it doesn't work, or doing this doesn't work, or I'm just not this type of person, or it's just not going to work out for me. Now they have all these excuses and they have an actual experience to verify the excuse. This is what a lot of people do. They try somewhere between zero and one time in life to do anything. If you look at the average person, you take the top 20 things that a person has, top 20 ambitions of every human being in life, their top 20 ambitions, and then you count up how many times they try to reach that ambition before they stop trying or they achieved it. I guarantee that most people's total averages, total numbers of times they tried things, will be between zero and one. The number will be some decimal less than one whole. Why? Because most people don't try things that they want. They want things, but they won't try anything to get towards them. Or they'll try one time, and that one time will be so traumatic that they can now they got a built-in excuse that says they tried and they won't ever try again after they come up short on something that their plan was completely terrible, didn't know what they were doing. But that's okay to have a terrible plan. The thing that's not okay is to not try again and alter, modify your plan. But let me tell you what happens today. I'm going to tell you what happens when you try things more than once. When you give more than one effort, if you go past that one that most people never get past, these are the things that happen to you and happen for you in life. Pay close attention because this may be this argument that I'm going to make here in today's episode may sway you to start trying things a little bit more, give it a little bit more effort, try things a little bit more often. Point number one, when you try things more than once, the second time around and every time after that, you are smarter than you were the first time and you can alter your approach for what works better. You're smarter than you were the first time. You try something once, it doesn't work out. The second time, at least you know if you do the exact same thing, you're probably not going to get that result most of the time. Let me do something a little bit different. Whether I change how I did it, when I did it, where I do it, even if I do the exact same actions, something about you is going to be different the second time around. You are smarter. You can alter your approach to see what works better. Maybe the second thing is not going to work either, but you know the first thing doesn't work, so you can at least try something different. You can't try two different things if you only try one time. Right. When I went to my second pro basketball tryout, I was in game shape. When I went to the first one, I was not in game shape. I went to the first one. I worked out. I did pretty good. The coaches still took a liking to me. But the coach said, look, when you come back here for the next tryout, I need you to be in shape. You need to get yourself in game shape. You're not in game shape right now. You need to get in game shape. So by the second tryout, based on the information the coach gave me, I didn't go ask anybody. I didn't go Google it. I said, okay, I need to get in game shape. What do I need to do? Basketball is a sport. I've been playing basketball for a long time. What do we do in basketball? We do a whole lot of running. What can I do? How about I just start running a couple miles every single day? And that's exactly what I did. I got myself into game shape. And when I went to the second tryout, that same coach saw me. He said, I told you to get in game shape and you did it. I appreciate that. I respect that. The second time around, I knew something that I didn't know the first time. I was able to alter my approach. I was able to prepare myself at least somewhat ahead of time. And I was ready the next time. This is what happens when you try things more than once. First time you have sex, it may not be too good. Right? It may not be too enjoyable. It may not even be pleasurable. It may be kind of awkward. It may be kind of, I don't know, stress inducing. You may be afraid. You may feel, I don't even know how you're going to feel. I mean, if you've been through it, you know how you felt the first time. It wasn't too great. But the next time you're a little bit more experienced, felt a little bit better. You had a little bit more of an idea what you're supposed to do, how these things are supposed to go, where certain things are supposed to fit. This is what happens when you do things more than once. The second time you get a little bit better. What changed? What changed for the second time around? If anything you do is that you learned from the first time. And the jump in basketball, they talk about this. In professional basketball, the player from when they first come into the league, their first year to their second year is the year that players make the biggest jump. If a player is going to become a superstar in the NBA, usually you can tell by the second season that they're going to become a superstar because the amount of knowledge that they gain from their first season playing in the league and the adjustments they make in the offseason before coming into their second season, you can see the change. You can see the difference in their game and say, wow, this player is going to be special because we can see how much of a difference, how much better this player got from year one to year two. Thing is, not every player gets that much better from year one to year two. Some players get really a whole lot better and people are amazed like, wow, this person got a whole lot better. Some players don't get that much better. Some players only get small incrementally better. Some players are pretty much the same player. They're the same player their rookie year. They're going to be their entire careers. But there are some players who made amazing leaps that second year where people are like, wow, this guy's going to be special. Michael Jordan's a guy who was in that category. Charles Barkley's another. Kobe Bryant's another. Allen Iverson. Derrick Rose of the Greek Freak. Giannis Antetokounmpo. These are guys who their second years in the league made tremendous jumps that people are like, oh my God, this guy is going to be something. Why? Because the second time around, you take all that experience from the first time. So you had zero experience to begin with. Then you get this whole 1 year of experience. And now you got all of that under your belt. And then you bring that into that next year. You got a whole lot more knowledge. You got a whole lot more activity knowledge. You got brain knowledge. You have more confidence because you're going into something. At least you have an idea what it's going to be like because you've been through it already. All of these things happen when you go through things the second time. But if you are like most people and you only try things somewhere between zero and one time, you can never get to this point. Point number two. And today's topic is what happens when you try more than once. Understand that persistence breaks down resistance. Have you heard that before? Just like the waves of the ocean beat down on those rocks, and that's how we get sand. Every grain of sand you see on the beach used to be a big boulder, but because of the persistence of the waves of the ocean, it beat that rock into submission. Then it becomes sediment and it becomes sand. Persistence breaks down resistance. The second time you try, you might be able to open that jar that's stuck. Sometimes if I use coconut oil, if any of you ever use coconut oil that you buy from the grocery store, those jars get stuck. I mean, really, really stuck closed, and you got to get a good grip and turn hard to try to open that jar. Now, if you try it a little bit and it's not opening, try some more, it's not opening, put it down, rest your hand a little bit, then try it again. It's a little bit looser. You can't see the looseness, but it got a little bit looser just by you trying it, and then the next time you'll be able to open it. Second time you call, somebody might actually answer the phone. The second time you email or text, somebody might actually answer the message. So maybe I shouldn't even say that, because if I say that, then maybe some people start sending me dumb messages over and over and over again. But you get the point that I'm saying here. When you try things the second time, that persistence starts to wear down people's resistance. It's easy to ignore somebody one time. It's harder to ignore them the second time and the third and the tenth time, because then they start to make it clear. It starts to become clear to you, okay, this person is going to just keep going. This person is just going to keep trying. This person is not going to let this go. Okay, let me somehow, some way address this person so I can get rid of them or get them away from me, or they can stop asking me or whatever it is they're after. The second time, your persistence starts to break down the resistance. And often is that second time on that really makes the difference. It's not the first time. It's the second time on. Point number three. You gain respect when you try more than once. Because if you're really serious about what you're doing, when you truly believe in what you are doing, you will try as many times as necessary. If somebody gives up on trying something, then I'm thinking to myself, they were never serious in the first place. It never really mattered to this person in the first place if they gave up that fast. You gain respect when you try things more than once. When people see you continuously going after it and going after it and going after it, I'm like, okay, this person's serious. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to win. Doesn't mean you're going to get the outcome, but I can see that you're serious about it. And we have to respect somebody who keeps going after what they want. It's easy to not respect the person who tries something once. Because listen, if things worked out for people the first time they tried it, there'd be no need for persistence. Now, there'd be no need for me to tell you that anecdote about how the waves of the ocean beat on the rocks and turn them into sand. That wouldn't even matter, because they could just hit it one time and it becomes sand. If that was the case, then there wouldn't be a need for that. Understand that persistence breaking down resistance, that being point number two, that second try may be the one that opens up that jar. In point number three, when you gain respect from people because you keep trying, even if you come up short, people respect the fact that you didn't give up. People who give up are easily forgotten. It's not even that they're disrespected. We don't even remember that they tried in the first place. It's the fact that you kept going over and over again. People will come to respect it. Like, yo, you showing up, you being thorough about it, you're serious about what you're doing. We respect people who keep trying because they're showing the persistence that most human beings just don't have. Most human beings will not go past try number one. This is just a fact of human beings. So we respect, even unconsciously, we're not thinking about it, the person who continuously tries as many times as necessary to get the outcome. You quit after one try, you were never serious in the first place. Point number four, today's topic is what happens when you try more than once. Let me give you a disclaimer here before you go out and just start trying things over and over and over and over again because you heard it on this podcast. Here's the disclaimer. Get your game up before you employ this strategy. Work on your game and have some game before you start employing this strategy. So don't be a bum trying things more than once, okay? Because all you're going to be is a stupid looking bum who keeps trying things when you have no skill. If you're not sure whether you're a bum or not, then you probably are. Now, I just want to throw that out there too. Sometimes people wonder, well, what does it mean when I'm a bum? How do I measure if I'm a bum? If you don't know, if you're asking, you're a bum. That's how it works. Okay, and that's not a joke. I'm being serious. If you got to ask if you're a bum or not, you are. You are a bum. Okay, so make sure you get your game up and have your skills together before you start persisting. Because you don't want to be persisting with trash skills. Okay, you want to be persisting with something that's valuable that you know is actually worth it. So if someone takes you up on your offer and says, okay, I'm going to give you a shot, you better have some game to show. Because then if you don't, you'll never get a shot again from them or anybody they know. Because they'll make sure to spread the word about how terrible you are and make sure you never get in the game again. any game, whatever game you happen to be in. Recap today's topic. What happens when you try more than once? When you go out and try past try number one, which is further than most human beings ever get. Number one, you are smarter the second time around, the third and the 50th time around, and you can continue to alter your approach to find what works better. Point number two, persistence breaks down resistance. You've heard that before, right? The second try might be the one where you get an answer or somebody replies to your message. Trying over and over again breaks down the resistance or the indifference of other people. Persistence breaks down indifference. That's a good quote. Number three, you gain respect when you try things over and over again. When you keep going, you gain people's respect, even if they don't say it, even if they're making jokes about you. And the back of their mind, they respect you because they see that you continuously go after something. And that's a trait that most human beings don't have. Not because they don't know how to persist, not because people are lazy. It's because we are afraid of ridicule from other people, number one. And actually, not number one, number two. And number one, we're afraid of ridicule from ourselves. See, the things that people ridicule others about, they are afraid of ridiculing themselves about those exact things. Therefore, they don't put themselves in position to be ridiculed, which basically means they don't try anything. Because if you never try anything, you can't be ridiculed. If you try things, it's possible for you to be ridiculed because not everything you do is going to work, at least if you're trying things that actually matter. And point number four, here's a disclaimer. Make sure you get your game up before you employ this strategy. Don't go out and just start trying things because you heard Dre say it on his podcast. Make sure you got some game before you do that. The podcast is called Work on Your Game. Okay, so don't go trying things and employing what you hear in this podcast without having any skill, without having any game, without having any food that you can bring to the table. You don't bring food to the table, you don't get a meal. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.